All right. Happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to, I guess it's our fifth episode of Husker Heat.
Is it the fifth already?
What's that?
Is it the fifth one already?
Yeah, it's just getting to be old hat for us now, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm here with my rotten daughter, Miley Ketterson. Say hi to everyone, Miley.
Hey. You're more rotten than I am.
How's your week going so far?
It's good.
Is it?
Pretty exhausting already, but...
Yeah, you know, well,
whatever.
About 30 or 40 minutes here and you can go to bed.
Oh, hey,
I want to start off by just having a little fun with what was a non-softball thing. I don't know. For those of you, I believe, was it in New Orleans, the New Orleans regional?
No, it was in Albany.
Albany.
Or no, sorry, Portland. That's the Portland regional.
Portland. If we name every city, we're going to get it eventually.
On the court.
But take a look at the 3-point lines there. If you didn't see the story or hear about it, the one on the right is 9 inches farther out than the one on the left. And as a couple of the coaches of the women's team said, it's like accidents happen. Sure, it's not intentional, but they were like, but you only going to see stuff like this in women's sports.
But how do you make that mistake?
It's an interesting question. I guess they asked the coaches, do you want to delay it? I guess they could have fixed it in an hour, but then you're throwing everything off. And I guess the coaches just said, we're going to get it the same amount of time. Each team's going to get it for 2 quarters. You know, pray you don't go into overtime. And the funny thing was, for the game, the team that had the farther line shot better than the team that had the shorter line. So I guess, you know, sometimes it really doesn't matter, but
let's probably turn up their shot on that. Well, no, like, never mind, because you said the farther line.
Yeah.
No.
Right. 9 inches farther shot a few percentage points better. Lot to go over tonight. Let's start with the fact that we had a game today against Kansas. We'll talk much more about this, so we won't go into it right now. But Kansas, that was a nice win. Kansas, I believe, was 29th nationally in RPI, the current RPI rankings. And, you know, not only on a windy day, it was tough to find hits. That wind was screaming in from left field, and the Huskers just managed to hit some harder balls than the Jayhawks. Those bats kind of came through on a windy day. And not only that, windy or not, it was really great to see Emerson Cope and Kaylin Kenny combine for a shutout. And that's a huge win. We need those to beat those good teams when we get a chance to play them now, because I believe right now we're 3-9 against the quad one teams. I don't know if Kansas was still a little bit shell shocked. That's 4 losses in a row for them now, because they came up from Lawrence after Oklahoma had visited for the weekend, and Oklahoma put it to them. Swept them by a combined score of 30-4. So if you wonder if Oklahoma is going to be okay without Jordy Ball, I think the answer is they're just absolutely reloading.
Yeah.
But still, nice one to see. That's the last of their non-conference games. It's nothing but Big Ten play until when and if they make the NCAA tournament. Let's talk about Wisconsin. You got to watch the game Saturday, I believe.
Yep.
What did you see?
I mean, Sidney Gray and Talia Tokheim, I think is how you say it.
Talia Tokheim.
Tokheim, yep. They hit back-to-back homers for the second game in a row.
Yep.
And Sidney Gray's was a 3 RBI homer, too. So that was really cool. But, yeah, I mean, the bats were just hot that game. Wisconsin came back to make it 3-3, but then the Huskers just pulled ahead once again with those homers. So.
Yeah,
I mean, their bats remained hot.
Sidney Gray had a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't want to pat myself on the back, but who was talking some Talia Tokheim last week? This guy right here, and I think she banged out 3 homers for the weekend. She's just been crushing the ball most games since she's come back, and
she's playing in the field now. They didn't just have her as the designated player. They have her back in the field. So,
right. So she'll be getting to see some time out there, but that was good to see. Want to talk about two things. One, it wasn't, except for Gray, some of the gals had a nice hitting weekend. But Sidney Gray, oh my God, 8 of 12, 2 homers, 4 runs scored, 7 RBIs. That's insane. Is Connor talking?
No.
Okay. I thought I heard something. But yeah, just an amazing weekend. If you ask me, it was a weekend that, you know, should have netted her maybe her third Player of the Week award. I can't remember the name, but it was one of the Minnesota players that did have a monster weekend too. So didn't feel too bad with her already having two. I mean, they just can't give it to the Huskers, you know, every week, I guess. That would be unfair. But yeah, what a day. Billy had a decent one. She went 4 for 12, so she hit .333 on the weekend, which dropped her average to like .403. So
Billy was very quiet on Saturday. I think she went 0 for on Billy, Saturday. Yeah, I think so.
One for four.
One for four.
And then I think led the team in runs. She scored 5 runs that weekend. So, you know, she's the type, she's up there, she's getting walks, she's finding ways on base when she doesn't hit. So she's always going to produce for you. Brooke Andrews was 4 for 11, knocked in 4 runs. Ava Breadwell was 3 for 11, scored 3 runs, knocked in 1. Sam Bland didn't have a good weekend, 2 for 12, but she still scored three runs and hit a homer. But tonight, Sam Bland had a night. She went 3 for 3 with a walk, knocked in 2 runs. It was the Brooke Andrews and Sam Bland show tonight against Kansas. Brooke went 3 for 4, scored twice, knocked in Sam. And then Sam knocked her in twice and scored once. So she didn't score, but she knocked in Brooke both times. So you throw in that home run. It was just a strike missile. Like, there's no other way to describe it. It looked like it was going to be a nice line drive, maybe get through the gap, and it just never came down. It never slowed down and just zipped right over the right field fence before I think she could get 2 steps to first base.
That was Billy's, not Brooks.
I meant Billy if I said Brooke. Brooke okay. had the 3 singles.
Yep.
Billy was, I think she was just 1 for 4, but oh my God, the one hit.
Yeah.
and it was like just the exclamation point on the shutout. All those guys chipped in, like didn't have big weekends, but chipped in. The lineup hit good. And then Talia Tokine was 3 of 10, 3 homers and knocked in 5 and scored 4. Sweeping Wisconsin. Love it. They don't have the greatest pitching. They're maybe sort of in our boat right now where even their best pitcher who started the weekend with like a 2.67 ERA tends to still put a lot of runners on base, which has been our problem. And then probably the hero of the weekend, and she battled and she put runners on base, Kaylin Kenny threw 13 innings. She pitched in all 3 games. She got 2 of the 3 wins. Through 13 innings, only gave up 1 earned run, lowered her ERA. That's like had an 0.54 ERA for the weekend and lowered her ERA from like 480 something to 420 something. And now she put some runners on. She still had a 146 whip. Whip, for those of you who don't know, is walks and hits, total number of walks and hits versus innings pitched. I kind of throw the hit batsman in there with college softball because that hit batsman is such a big part of getting on base in the game. But she still had a 146 whip. You'd like a whip down around 110, 120. Anything under 1 is monstrous. So she's still letting the runners on base, but at least she was battling her way out of jams. And when everything was said and done, it's like that's probably the best pitching weekend she or maybe anyone's had all year. And it was really great to see from her because she'd been getting knocked around a little.
Is Olinsky officially injured? Have we heard?
Still nothing.
I didn't think we had heard anything. I didn't know if you saw.
No, I haven't. I tried to poke around. I still can't figure it out. I'm guessing it's just whatever it is just something nagging day to day. 100% a guess, but that's when they're not saying anything, that's usually because maybe they just don't know for sure yet. If it was something major, if it was like an ACL like Jordy, they just would have said that and she already would have been operated on by now. So I don't think it's anything too terrible, but still would love to see her back out there because she was really hit. Thanks for bringing her up. She was really hitting her stride when she went down.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, we got the sweep. from Wisconsin. That puts us 5-0 in Big Ten play, and that puts us at 21-13, 5-0, like I said, in the Big Ten. And right now we are number 59 in both the national RPI and the strength of schedule. So we need to find good teams to play and get some wins against them to better our 3-9 record versus the quad one teams. I think the way it basically works is quad one is 1 through 50. Quad two is 50 through 100, maybe, or is it 1 to 25? I'll have to look it up again. I think it's 1 to 50, then 50 to 100, then
is it sort of like basketballs?
Yeah. And then 100, 150 is quad three. And then the other 150 teams are quad four.
Is basketball 1 through 50 as well, or is basketball 1 through?
Well, probably the same, about the same. Basketball's got over 300 Division I teams. So
true.
That's probably very similar. So we've got Penn State this weekend. Penn State is strong this year. They are currently 26-7, 5-1 in Big Ten play. Thanks, Maryland. Maryland managed to knock them off once. They were supposed to play. They kind of got a break where we might have gotten them a little tired because they were supposed to play Ohio State today and tomorrow, and both those games got postponed. So they'll be coming in fresh. They are number 23 in the country in RPI. And strength of schedule is 55, but right now they're the top-ranked team in the Big Ten. And they've got some good bats. Got Gabby Garcia, Caitlin Morrison. They're probably the top two hitters in the lineup. And even though they don't have quite as high batting averages, you have a pair named Leon Jones and Maddie Gordon, who both have stolen, like 11 and 9 bases, respectively. So they've got some wheels that look for maybe some slap hitting or bunting their way on if they're as quick as they're kind of appearing. And here's the difference. They've got the Jordy ball that we don't have. Their ace, you're going to see her Friday for sure. She looks like she starts about half their games. Since we're 5-0, I'm wondering if we won't see her start again on Sunday maybe, or maybe just pitch a few innings or all 3 days like Kenny did. But her numbers are eye-popping. Okay, they're 26-7. Without her, they're 11-6. She is 15-1 right now. Her ERA is 1.01, and her WHIP is 0.90. She allows less than a runner per inning. And for us to come away, I'd love for us to come away with at least two wins, asking for a sweep here. You know, might, especially with our staff kind of banged up, asking for a sweep here might be a tall order, but I would love to get two wins out of these guys. That would do us a great deal. That would help us a great deal if we could do that as far as the RPI rankings.
I'm so mad at Penn State because they stole Caroline Jervicius and Maggie Mendelson from us in volleyball. So,
yeah.
I really hope they kick their ass in softball.
Yeah, that's the worst thing Penn State's done.
Should I say what else they've done?
No, let's not go into that. Yes, they steal our volleyball players. Let's let it go. So here's something I want to start adding this week. Just as right now, ranked, what did I say, 59th. I would think we have to get up to around 35 or so if we want a bid into the NCAA tournament, just because there's so many automatic bids from the leagues. I would, you know, maybe 40 or less, but we've got to move up some spots, and it's tough to do because the Big Ten isn't a strong conference top to bottom. They've basically, I think, just got two quad one teams right now. There we go. Husker softball's path to the dance. And they need all the quad wins they can get. Right now Penn State and Northwestern are the only teams in quad one. There's going to be some decent quad two chances, like Michigan, Indiana. I think there's one other. They've got like three of them up in the 50s with us. But when we get these chances like this, great. We took care of business today against Kansas. I feel like we've got to get a couple, you know, at least one win. But it'd be nice to get a couple wins against Penn State and start crawling our way up. Because you don't get in that spot, then what do you have to do?
Win the Big Ten tournament.
That's your if you're outside of that of those automatic bids, yeah, that's your only way in, and it's
yeah.
That's a pressure-filled tournament anyway. I wouldn't recommend needing to do that. They may have to, but let's start off by whooping on Penn State a little.
Can I make a crawler like that that says Andy Ketterson's path to 60?
Look, okay. Let's see. Let's think about some comments, you little shit. What do we got here? Okay. Here's Connor. Who's Connor Miley?
Oh, my God. Do I have to do this every week?
Just for my entertainment.
Okay, well, he's my boyfriend.
Okay, well, here he is. Connor, Cowboy fan. Was it Super Bowl since 95? Super Bowl, Cowboys Super Bowl since 95. Taylor Swift won. Cowboys none. No. Give Billy Andrews the Heisman. Hey, if there's a softball Heisman, she's having one of those years. It'll be a shock to me if she's not at least like a second or third team All-American. She might be playing her way up to first team All-American if she keeps this up. But yeah, if we can make a softball Heisman, I can agree to I can agree that she should be up for it. There we go. we all know there's more to hate Penn State about. We'll just move on from that. Let's just get Connor out of the way right now because he's on fire. And Jerry dies, watch out. You know things are just, you know, there's no problems in Dallas at all. And they're going, wait till our owner dies, then we're going to kick some ass.
We saw his helicopter land at the game when we were there back in December.
How exciting. Anyway, so many cute. Many of Corn Nation is in the house. I like that Miley is a little vindictive. Does she get that from you, Andy?
No.
I don't think so. I'm not really vindictive. I have my teams I hate. I don't know that it makes me vindictive because it's just pretty steady. I don't need to have a rhyme or reason. I will tell you this. My sports hatred, what it does for me is I get to, you know, we've all got that little ball of anger inside us. What better way to let it out by just laying into some, you know, dog-ass programs like Iowa or Colorado or Caitlin Clark specifically, or, you know, I could name them all day, but there's nothing that really lets the steam off for me than just being able to unleash some good old-fashioned hate to the teams that have driven me nuts since I was in college or even before. So that's good for the comments for now. I wanted to do one more thing. Miley,
yeah.
Talk about your hate for a little while I bring this up.
My hate for what?
Well, hopefully sports. Let's not get in. and just current sports, not former coaches.
Shut up.
So, yeah, tell us who are the teams that just really rankle your fur anytime you see them play.
Iowa, last night's game. I've never been an LSU fan, never tried to be an LSU fan, never want to be an LSU fan, but I sure as hell never want to be an Iowa fan. So I was definitely cheering for LSU last night. And I don't think I can say Caitlin Clark, the nickname I have for Caitlin Clark on here.
No, don't use that one.
I wasn't going to.
The safe one is Floplin.
Okay, well, we'll just call her Floplin.
Yeah, Floplin's safe.
God, watching her win is just the worst.
Yeah, I can't.
I get that she's done a lot for women's sports, but, like, come on. I can't wait to watch Paige Beckers mop the floor with her on Friday. That would be amazing.
That would be fun. I do enjoy Paige a lot.
I do, too.
You know who's we kind of blew through some softball talk. I got a little more here, but – you know who has grown on me over the years, who really just used to irritate me, is Gino Auriemma.
I love Gino. He is such a cute guy.
He's softened up. He's kind of, he and John Cook have something in common. Like, John Cook, from what I understand from a former player, he was not fun to play for at Wisconsin when he was there. And sounds like he could be a little testy. And I think as he got older, he just did that thing where we all do. We learn to appreciate everything more. Gino just used to be pissed at the world. That I remember the time, like, Connecticut had that stretch where Gino was, you know, when it came to the top recruited players, Gino didn't really have to recruit. He just got to pick who he wanted out of the top 10 and just load that team up year after year once he built it to that level it was at for a few years. And he would get so mad because their first round games were unwatchable. You generally have Connecticut against the number 64 team in the country. There's still a much bigger gap with the women's tournament than the men tournament when it comes to those kinds of games. It's better than it used to be. I mean, those first round games would be like Connecticut 120-37 and stuff like that. They would just roll these teams. And guess what? They have those first rounds at the higher seed. So those first couple of games would be in Connecticut, and only a few thousand people showed up to the first game of the night. And Gino just in the press ripped the fans. How dare you not show up? But I'm just like, Jesus, dude, get a competitive game. They'll be there. No one wants, get support the team, but no one wants to hang out and watch you guys win by 80 points over some, hapless team that's like firing the ball into the bottom of the rim and shooting it over the top of the backboard.
Nowadays, Holy Cross gets number one Iowa and Caitlin Clark like madder than hell. Yeah. I mean,
but what I was going to say was, yeah, Gino now is like just a guy you can tell is just really, here he is, still has very good teams, but doesn't just have the powerhouses that he used to, and just seems to enjoy it twice as much. I guess you realize once you're getting older, hey, this isn't going to last forever. Why am I letting it infuriate me all the time? Kyle Korver was that way. He played for Creighton and then Warriors guard. Steph Curry broke Korver's career 3-point record. But Korver, I read an article where he said he just used to be so furious all the time, had a chip on his shoulder, just ran around. Nobody believes on me. Nobody thinks I should be here. And said he got about to his eighth or ninth season and just kind of sat down and goes, well, obviously I've made it. I'm starting. I'm shooting lights out. Why am I so mad all the time anymore? Why am I working myself into a frenzy for no reason? And once he did that, he actually started shooting threes even better, and then went on to set what I think was the consecutive game making a three mark too. And maybe that's the one he held for a while, and then Curry broke that. But yeah, Gino, man, he's just loving life. You can see it with the way he plays around with the players.
Yeah, him and Paige Beckers have a really good relationship.
And I can tell you that that Miley's high school hockey coach, same way, used to coach really angry. As the years went on, he just started enjoying it. Those last couple, 3 years, the guy's just walking around with a smile on his face most of the time. And I was happy for him. It was just good to see him enjoying it. And once the players, I think, saw him enjoying it, they were playing that much harder because it took the stress off of them. I want to make him happy. Well, he's happy. Now I can just play free. I can play to win and not play to not F up, So, yeah. That,
shout out Coach Jim. He's a great coach.
Jim Mercer. Great coach. Great guy. Great coach. Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to give some shout out to Gino there in the middle of the women's tournament. One thing I want to do tonight, we've been doing like, hey, let's talk about something unusual about softball. I just want to start doing a segment each week on a player on the team. And let's just talk a little bit, just the stuff that's in their bio that you may not know about them. And since other girls will be here, for years coming, let's start with the seniors. And so I didn't do the obvious, Billy Andrews. I figured we'd start with Brooke Andrews. There's Brooke, center fielder for the Huskers. Had a hell of a day today, and she's having in the field just a hell of a year. She's jumping up, making catches. I don't know if I kept that one or not. I hope I did. Hold on just a moment. Maybe not. Well, that was stupid. But let's talk a little bit about Brooke. Ha, I was about to call her Billy. I bet she never gets tired of that either, but no, it's fun seeing them get to play 4 years together. So she is majoring in psychology in Lincoln, and along with Billy has two older siblings, Nicole and Todd. Her parents are Chris and Barb Andrews. And before Nebraska, she was a 4-year starter for Gretna High School and was all Nebraska, super state teams as a senior, 4-time all conference. I believe they won the Class B title as a freshman. She finished her high school career with a 445 batting average, 130 ribbies, 36 home runs, and 52 stolen bases. And if you've watched her stealing bases or watched her patrolling center fielder, you know she is fast. The last, or let's see, 2023 is when she really broke out. She was NFCAA second team All Midwest Region. Not sure what NFCAA is, but it's basically the picks the regional teams. She was first team All Big Ten. She was a Big Ten Player of the Week in April of 23. She's been a three-time academic All Big Ten. I'd never really heard of anybody who's been a three-time academic All American or All Big Ten and then not done it again their senior year. I'm fairly certain she's on her way to four-time there. This year she's jumped into that two spot, I think the numbers were, they were averaging 4.7 runs a game before that. And they've been averaging around 7.5 point runs a game since they moved Brooke into the two spot. And that's about it. Just a little bit more to know about Brooke, fantastic player. I can't believe the Andrew sisters are about to be gone. For one thing, it's fun making Andrew sisters. There's a singing group called the Andrew Sisters back in like the 40s and 50s, and actually probably don't realize that you've been listening to a lot of their songs without knowing it. Stuff like, you know, Bugle Boy from Company C, Mele Talimihaka or something. It's this Hawaiian song you hear all the time in movies. But anyway, I get to make Andrew's sister's jokes. That's going to go away along with their bats and their fielding. I'm going to miss those two. Billy, best of luck the rest of the season. And
it's Brooke.
I knew I was going to do it. Brooke, Billy, best of luck too. But somebody, Miley, you got Billy next week.
Okay.
So then you can say it without fear. Brooke, best of luck the rest of your senior season here and best of luck in everything after that. That's about all I got. Miley, what do you got?
Not much. You said it all.
She's not the best color man in sports for nothing, folks.
You said that last week too.
Well, you said nothing last week. Well, let's see. This is a way to start getting toward the sign off. Connor giving us his thoughts on Creighton. Thanks, Connor. Oh, brother. Let's see. What did I find anything funny this week that's not too disgusting? Probably not. Okay. I do want to show you guys this. It has nothing to do with anything, but this is the reason that I might be calling my fantasy football team, or at least one of them next year, Uncle Gary. I don't know how the hell an album like this even gets produced. With that title, with the guy looking,
find that
creepy. It just it popped up on Google at some point when I was looking for something else. Well, I mean, I guess I could have Googled I've done some horrible things, but I didn't. Uncle Gary, I've done some horrible things. That's just the kind of thing that becomes a fantasy football team logo.
My fantasy hockey team logo is Abby Lee Miller right now.
Abby Lee Miller?
Yeah.
What's Abby Lee Miller?
Oh, she's a dance teacher from the TV show Dance Moms.
Oh,
great,
gosh.
Great show. Horrible person. Great show.
Well, at least I feel better for not knowing. I was like, oh, Dad, how can you not know Abby Lee Miller? It's like,
She's like the female version of my coach I'm not allowed to talk about.
Do you really watch Dance Moms?
Yes, I do. It is a great show.
Great. Now, yes. I have a feeling it's the kind of show where there's all sorts of adjectives you can use. I don't know that great's going
to
be one of them.
I guess
hard to turn away from. Shock value. I can't believe they treat children like that. Is that more on the nose than great?
It's great if you like drama.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
And you're like, ooh, you shouldn't be saying that to a child.
Well, it looks like I've already frightened many. I think that's the point. Actually, that look he's got on his face on that thing, that it's 100% just straight up creepers. Well, I think that's about all we got for this week. So what times does Penn State play this weekend? I know it's 5:30 Friday.
Oh, I got it. It's in my calendar.
Miley, hit that phone.
5:30 on Friday, 1 o'clock on Saturday, and noon on Sunday.
1 o'clock. Let's see what the weather's going to be like. I want to go to games this weekend. It's just that their press box is basically full there. They've only got two spots. While they added seats for the Jordy Ball phenomenon, they didn't really add any press spots. I found out they do have an actual
weather report.
Yeah. I've got that. Oh. But hey, they got an actual bathroom there, and not just like the row of porta
potties.
They got that row of porta potties behind the third base bleachers. I might have suggested in the article that you could hear like kids slamming into the doors as they got blown out of the bleachers today. But no, on the first base side in one of those brick buildings, there's an actual bathroom.
Wow, they're giving the women some actual bathrooms. Look at that.
Well, no, it was there. It's brick. Oh. It was right there. So I think the Port-a-Johns were for the people piling in on Jordy, or piling in for the Jordy days. All right, Friday it's going to be, that sounds cold at night when the sun goes down. It's going to be 59, but the low's 37.
63,
but you know, with a lot of wind on Saturday.
67 on Saturday.
What's that, 67? Oh, I'm looking at Omaha. I take it back, so it's probably a little warmer down there. What's it going to be like on Sunday?
63 on Friday, 67 and windy on Saturday. So, and winds could gust over 50 miles an hour, so cold. and then 62 on Sunday with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. So,
okay. Maybe we should start getting Drew on here and give us the weather report.
Oh, God. Is he awake?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, folks, just so you know, my other rotten child, Drew, he's a meteorologist up in the Minneapolis area, and he is actually really good at what he does. When the weather turns iffy, I just go straight to the horse's mouth. What's the storm situation going to be like? That's basically what he does up there, storm tracking.
He's not on TV though. He just does it behind the scenes. Yeah. He's not a TV guy.
He's not a TV guy. Although I'm telling you what, I think he'd make a good one. I think he didn't, but I don't know if he'd like that at all.
Yeah,
well,
not.
looks like that is it for the evening. Thanks for hanging around with us. As always, thanks for putting up with us when we go on our non-softball tangents. I guess I didn't talk about movies tonight, so you don't have that to worry about.
Yeah.
But thanks to those of you that joined us. We really appreciate it. Tell your friends. We are covering softball harder than anyone this year. I've said it before. I'll say it again. We're going to give you a weekly report. That'll usually be probably the day of the first game of the weekend or the day before. Just depends when they start. We're going to give you recaps of every game. You've got the only Husker softball podcast on Tuesday nights. So softball fans, join up. We love having you, and we will see you next week. Any final words for everybody, Miley?
Go Big Red.
Go Big Red. We will see we'll see all of you here next week. Wait, maybe I assume that's a shot at Drew.
Yes.
Minnie, thank you. Hey, Minnie, I guess I will be seeing you Thursday night. I think at least for the start, I'm going to be running the five heart because Greg's going to be running a little late. So I will see you then.
Oh, and God. They're trusting you with another podcast?
What's that?
They're trusting you with another podcast?
I don't know if it's trust so much. It's just a lack of options, and I have like administrator capability. So no, let's not call it trust. All right. Good night, everybody. Thank you very much. Good night, Miley.
Good night.
Go Big Red.